I've been wondering something. How do you feel about Jake from State Farm?
I fucking hate Jake from State Farm.
That question sounded like a setup. Like this, yeah. Like you knew the answer.
Yeah, she knew the answer to that.
I've heard his thoughts.
There's a couple things about Jake from State Farm I'd like to, and I think I know too much, but
Khakis?
Well, like, if you remember these stupid commercials for one insurance companies, I think it's State Farm. I think.
You mean Jake from State Farm?
It's State Farm.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain it's State Farm.
Could be Allstate, but I think it's State Farm.
Man.
But the original commercial, there's a white guy.
Really?
Yeah. The original commercial is like a dude talking late at night. He's like, "Oh yeah, you can do that for me." Oh yeah.
And then his wife. Yeah.
I do remember that.
The fuck?
And then that was Jake.
That's Jake. And it's like he's like, "Who are you talking to?" He's like, "Jake from State Farm." Damn. And like, what are you wearing? Khakis. And then they did a reboot, and they brought in this black guy, to be the cool Jake from State Farm that hangs out with all the NBA players and football players and shit like that. And it's just like
that's why some white people think. They're losing their country.
They're right. This is one instance where this is literally one instance where they're right. They're like, there was a white, the OG Jake. This is one of the few times where the original Jake from State Farm was white.
I want a Univision version too. I want Jacobo from State Farm.
They did it.
Jacobo.
Yeah. I just mix it up.
I can't stand those commercials. I can't stand it. I hope he probably can't even go nowhere. He's probably everywhere he goes. Who knows what his actual name is, but everyone is like, "It's Jake from State Farm, Jake from State Farm." He's got to be.
And it's miserable.
And if his shirt is untucked, people are probably like thrown. Like, what is happening here?
If he's not wearing red, they're like, "Who is that?
Yeah.
Who is that?"
I would just walk around like MF Doom if I were him.
The mask on?
Just put a mask on. But he doesn't seem that interesting, and I bet he probably likes the attention.
I don't know. I mean.
Poor guy just got a job acting big, and you're like, you got a whole backstory for him.
Listen, I just said I fucking hate him. I didn't assassinate his character.
Okay, okay,
relax.
Yeah, like, wow.
Give me some reasons
to hate him.
Yeah.
He's always there.
Yeah.
He's in commercials with Chris Paul.
Enough said.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
I also don't like flow from these insurance companies. They make these characters like this terrible,
horrible.
I hate this.
And that's how they're going to be forever. Like these people are going to be associated with these brands.
And flow's been flow for like, it feels like 17 years.
They're fucking mascots. They're corporate mascots. It's terrible.
It's gross. I mean, to me, that just seems like a really like awful existence.
Although if Progressive or State Farm want to advertise with the pod, we're all ears.
Yeah, give us a call.
Yeah, we'll have
the price is right.
Flow on. We'll have Jake's bitch ass on here. We'll talk to him too.
What's your opening question to Jake if he comes through? Jake. He's probably
on a yacht.
Why
somewhere.
You a bitch ass?
He's on a yacht, just like
with bitches.
Excuse me. Just him language. And Flo. Watch your tone.
It's just him and Flo on the yacht.
Excuse me.
Yeah, watch your tone. I can't believe you're Kirk's.
I'm really struggling with this mouth of mine that keeps getting me in trouble. You know? Let's talk about Debbie.
Wait.
Let's talk about Debbie.
Who's Debbie?
Give us some background on Debbie.
Debbie is a woman, a Latin woman, she says. Yeah. Her words, not mine. And she has a lot to say about how I communicate, that I swear too much, that I'm a bad person as a result. I forgot what other, you know, hogwash she wrote, but, she's obviously following my work. Like she said, she was reading my book and that it pissed her off that I swore.
My prayer circle, we've had this discussion a few times and we're also very concerned with your filthy mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ladylike. Yeah, I don't think Jesus approves.
Yeah. Didn't your men's rights group had some things to say about your dirty
So many
mouth
groups
too.
I belong to had a lot of things to say.
Like especially just like when you say it.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot. In fact, I've been told throughout my life that I'm too aggressive, that I'm too, I take up too much space, essentially, right? And I use very strong language, and I think that makes a lot of people feel a certain way.
Well, that's because you manspread. I mean, we're all sitting on a couch right now, and Roddy and I are crammed into the corner, and you're just like manspreading.
It's more comfortable for my parts.
Think about Deb. Is that? That's why men's do it. That's why we do it.
That's why men's do it.
That's why the men's do it.
No, Deb, and then she said she listened to the podcast, right?
And then she commented on the podcast, so she's like, she's all everywhere. Up on me. Uh-huh. So maybe you have a crush on me, Debbie.
Oh, that's nasty to say too. What a nasty thing. Debbie's not gonna like that,
especially if she's swinging.
Yeah.
Oh my god, from my nuts.
Yeah. Oh, Debbie, you go. Oh shit.
Okay. Well, Debbie.
The two men in the podcast love you, Debbie. Yeah. Don't be discouraged by this shit.
You let us curse and say fuck and shit, and we say all the nasty shit, and you don't bat an eye. You don't even mind it when we say it. So we love you, Debbie.
Yeah.
We love that shit, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they do. Okay.
Are you reading the exact, like,
I'm gonna read her message. Well, her original message was that I swear too much, that I'm like a bad person, etc. And then I wrote a post about Debbie, and she didn't like that. So anyway, here it is in response. Yeah, that is me. I'm Latin too. The fact that you were an educator and bash other cultures is shocking. Using foul language is the best you have. My favorite part of your podcast was, as a Latina, you know, we are family oriented. So by telling that woman to kick her mother-in-law out of her house is pretty awful. Listen, honey, I get it. Not everyone can be AOC, but with few Latina role models who just don't shake their booty for likes or concert tickets, you have a responsibility, all caps, and opportunity, all caps, to represent us well, all caps. Rather, you choose to give bigots more ammunition just to get people to listen to your awful podcast that she listened to. This is very sad and disappointing, all caps. I'm returning your book. Maybe you'll grow up and out of this. Best of luck. Chaucito and adios.
Look, the podcast is awful, but that's mean.
Yeah.
That's mean. You didn't just say that shit, Debbie. I was on your side until that. Like, you could say anything you want about Erica, but you took it one step too far.
Yeah, we liked you, remember? Because you didn't say anything about us cursing up a storm. You didn't say anything about that. Then you said our podcast is awful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, Deb.
I guess it's okay when you all do it. I wonder why. I'm not sure.
I wonder why, Deb.
I could just, like, posit that perhaps... It's because you're dudes.
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck.
Let's just be clear.
Oh, okay. But yeah, also, yeah, she, yeah. That's why we get a passion and say things. But also, I mean, maybe because we're not educators and we didn't write books.
But here, can I say this? A weird pivot and making it more serious than maybe, making it more serious than it needs to be. But this is a pretty common thing when everybody in this room can speak that academic shit. Everybody, like, you could put that on. We could do the code switch. We could speak in professional settings. We could do all that. This ain't that, A. And that is exhausting, B, right? And I think part of the message that we've been sending consistently is, like, we shouldn't have to do that additional cognitive labor or just labor of any sort, right?
Right.
Where you have to fucking put on a different persona to exist in these spaces. So we're constantly saying, just be who the fuck you are. For the most part, right? Like, you obviously have to make it work within the spaces that you exist in, but also like contorting ourselves. Like, that's that bullshit hierarchy of like white middle class way of speaking is the correct way to speak. Right.
Right.
You could be smart as fuck. The smartest people I know do not speak like academics. They don't, you know what I'm saying? So like,
rap music, you know, like that shit is completely brilliant sometimes. And is it academic? No, it doesn't have to be. It's its own thing. And I feel like it's really important, like you said, to be who you are. And I try to really set an example also for young women to, you know, be exactly who they want to be, because the world is always going to police you. The world is always going to talk shit. No matter what you do, you're going to upset some people. People aren't going to like it. You know what? It doesn't fucking matter. You have to be yourself. And that's really the most important thing.
Unless you suck, then don't be yourself.
Well,
be
someone else. No,
Debbie
no.
should try to try be someone else on
yeah,
besides.
Yeah.
See if that works out for her. Because she seems real salty and, really missing the point there, too.
She's a real hater.
This nasty language is ruining everything for you. And it's like, well,
it's worked pretty well for me thus far.
She also said that the cursing is what puts the butts in the seat. Like that's where we get the listens. They're like, these guys drop a lot of F-bombs. You can get that anywhere, man. The Debbie just ain't never left the house.
Fucking
walk the streets.
Yeah.
Debbie, turn on the TV even.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Debbie.
Maybe she only has books and she's like, this is the first time she's like, I'm going to hear what one of these authors sounds like.
No,
she's real voice.
She also didn't like crying in the bathroom.
She read it though.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. That's right.
She's going to return it.
I don't give a fuck.
Shit. It's going to come out your check or some shit.
What's that line from Mean Girls? Like, what are you, obsessed with me?
Or yeah, for real. Anyway, I just find it really funny sometimes when women come at me like that. You know, I'm over here trying to thrive. I'm trying to be myself. I'm trying to raise a daughter who's independent and kind and intelligent. And I'm doing a lot of fucking things. And one thing I'm not doing is trying to appease your sensibilities. I'm not here.
You're using that academic language. Listen to them. Appease your sensibilities.
She's not trying to appease your motherfucking sensibilities.
You know, like I'm not here to be likable. I'm here to be myself.
That's clear. You're not very likable.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And neither are you. And here we are. Here we are.
She did mention the podcast sucks. So
damn.
Yeah.
Apparently none of us are likable.
Yeah.
No.
Well, there we go.
Anyway, this message is for all the young ladies. Just fucking do it. Whatever you want to do, career-wise or you know, life-wise. If it's not hurting other people and it's going to make you happy, just do it. Life is short and we need to just live for ourselves because we've never been allowed to do that.
Why is that message just for the ladies? I think that's a message that anyone can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Debbie would say. I wonder if Debbie's probably
taking notes right now about all the points that she wants to make.
Yeah. Little Debbie, chew on that for a minute.
Little Debbie. Damn.
You know, just ponder that one. Because I know you're listening, girl. I know you're listening.
Welcome to another phenomenal episode of No Chingues. We're recording this after we've recorded the entire episode. I'm just going to tell you, this is the best podcast that's ever been recorded. in the history of podcasts. This is No Chingues. This is Erica L. Sanchez and the No Chingues crew explaining and exploring issues, questions, and the sort of chingaderas the Black and Latino Coalition is solving the world's problems one shit-talking session at a time. No chingues. We have no idea what the fuck we're doing, but let's keep it moving with the unearned confidence of a mediocre white man. I am Martin Malecho, a proud graduate from Danny Trejo University, and one day I hope to have the courage that my dog has with our vacuum cleaner. And nothing else in life but the vacuum cleaner. Just fucking
dogs, man.
At that shit.
Ooh, they're just so interesting.
Is afraid of everything else on the planet Earth, but fucking that vacuum cleaner. If a vacuum cleaner ever breaks into my home, I feel safe.
Safe.
What does he do with it?
Like tries to bite the shit out of it every fucking time.
Oh.
Like goes at the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I'm like, is he humping it?
That's not what you do when you're afraid of something.
No, that's.
Do you want to tell us something?
Fuck. Why do I say things out loud? Yeah. Anyway, this is Erica L. Sanchez. Mm-hmm. There was once a sandwich named after me, but it didn't last very long. But there is a picture to prove it. It happened, and it was in Chicago, and it was a tasty sandwich.
Mm. What was on it?
Some prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Yeah.
Some sort of like, oh, jardinera.
Of
course.
Yeah.
A little bit of mayo.
Lume.
Actually, I forgot the rest.
any gorgonzola? I love gorgonzola. I'm a fan of gorgonzola.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I could, other than saying it, it's a nice cheese to say.
It's also, yeah.
Gorgonzola. That's one if you put, otherwise, it, no thanks.
It looks like it's been sitting like in a sewer somewhere for like a month and a half.
That's why I'm just out.
I like the,
but it's tasty.
Funky ass cheeses. I'm really into it.
I don't.
We're learning a lot about you today.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Let it all hang out.
Yep. What's up? I'm Roddy. Y'all know why I'm here. I don't really want to be here, but I'm here. Yeah, get the kids some game because they need it right now.
They do.
The you kids.
Know, new kids.
Jorge? Oh. He's not here. He was literally sitting at the mic about 5 minutes ago and then looked at his phone and suddenly said, I have to go see about some scarves. And then he fucking walked away.
Wow.
That was, we have no idea.
And a mysterious fellow he is.
He's been into magic recently.
Yeah.
So we think it's that kind of like.
You're like,
yeah.
What kind of dude is Jorge? He's the type of dude that'd be into magic sometimes.
Yeah.
Never gets a trick right, but he's really interested in it.
And he wears the scarves Mr. Furley from Three's Company.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got an ascot.
And magician's vests.
Yeah. We try to tell him those scarves go up your sleeve. He wasn't interested.
Around his neck.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's disappointing. He isn't dedicated to this group. And maybe he should just, you know, go to follow the Beanie Baby conventions all over the country.
Dude, he wants to diss where his heart is.
Exactly. So
I didn't want to bring this up, but I mean, the door's open. I think, and I think the listeners have spoken as well. There needs to be a shakeup on our podcast, and he might like be the first victim.
Yeah. I heard.
I think Roddy.
Yeah, Martin could get cut.
I think we had this discussion about Roddy recently, where it's like there's a guy on social media, a Chicago, like I think he was an Amazon driver, who was a black dude belting. What song by Los Tigres del Norte, the La Puerta Negra.
Yeah,
belting
yeah.
it out. And he said, I don't know, like essentially like he doesn't know Spanish, but he knows word for word this song. And Roddy is not willing to learn the culture like that. So like if dude is listening, if anybody knows who dude is, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying like maybe we swap Roddy up for somebody better.
Yeah, he seemed cool. All right,
he seemed very cool.
If he's willing to impart the game, then that's fine because I don't want to be here.
You so don't want
to
be
that's
here.
If he's able to fill the void, then I'll allow it. Sure.
Yeah, well, Roddy does say that his grito is much better.
Way better than whatever I think, that shit would.
Well, let's not.
I wanted to encourage him to do it, but I'm like, dude will be canceled in like 30 seconds.
I don't think you should be canceled.
You got it?
No,
you got it?
No, listen.
That's cultural appreciation.
Yeah, also, exactly. I just don't do it on command. I got to be in the mood. Just got to be strike me.
Okay. You need like a nice ranchera.
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
To get you going.
Hold on. Are you in the mood right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, fuck. I figured I'd give it a shot.
No, but thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Burns.
And then Erica, like, I think I'm going to be the only member left because Erica, obviously, Debbie had some thoughts, and Debbie's not the only one who has those thoughts.
Yeah, you know.
So I think I'm the only member who's safe. Just, you know.
Can I say something? I'm a nasty woman, you know. Yeah.
I have a theory that Martine is Debbie. So I just, because he's trying to drive a wedge right now.
Oh, shit.
What if Martine is Debbie? Attacking you,
take me down.
Then we try to get you off the podcast. Not that I'm in on it, but let's say let's say enough people like Debbie shit all over you for your foul, foul language, your dirty, dirty mouth. Your dirty mouth.
Just clean that shit.
Right? And then we cut you out of the podcast. Then it's just us. Then it's just the No Chingas crew.
Yeah.
Without you in it. Not that it'd be good, but you know, she did say the podcast sucked with you on it. So maybe, yeah. Or did you say that, Martine?
You guys get a new TV? Erica, did you get a new TV? Like, what? Yeah, that looks new.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Crack the case.
Well, anyway, my foul mouth, I like it.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm from fucking Cicero, Illinois, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, why is it a silent?
Yeah.
Of Illinois?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's how my dad says it, Illinois. That's how all the Mexicans here say it. La Island.
Yeah.
You know, instead of Ashland. La Oillo.
That's my favorite one, La Oillo.
Yeah. So, anyway, what the fuck were we even...
We're some No Chingas shit right now.
Oh, No Chingas. Okay. Well, my No Chingas was Debbie, so that's done.
Hey, you pulled that trigger real quick.
Yeah, you just wanted to get... You had to get that
on. Yeah, man. Yeah. Get off me, man.
That was crazy.
Shit.
And again, I'm not Debbie, but I do come to her defense. I think she has a lot of good points. I think you should listen to a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And maybe grow up a little bit.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about women, as I always do, but in a different context now that I'm writing this book. But it's just incredible for me to imagine that women's lives were completely controlled by the patriarchy, by men, by their of being pregnant, because they were pregnant all the time. And I'm talking about, like, our, you know, grandmas, things of that nature, how their lives didn't belong to them, in a sense. They had to serve everybody all the time. Like, this sort of just perpetual servitude to your family, to God. And then God gets credit for everything. Like, that shit really grinds my gears. But anyway, I just think it's such an incredible thing that our ancestors were able, they fought in whatever way possible, I'm sure, because how do you not fight that? And then finally, some of us are lucky enough to live a life that is yours, that you decide, that, you know, you didn't have to marry some motherfucker to get out of your town or to survive. You know, like, it's just, it's a lot to take in, thinking about our mothers and our grandmothers and everyone who came before and the kinds of things that they endured as women.
Nah, I think you're right. I think there's been progress from, like, you know, you look at your ancestors, but I'm like, the patriarchy is alive and well.
Oh, yeah.
Alive and well. Like, and you look at any, like, metric that you want to look at in terms of, like, just women and how much they make, for example, or, like, you look at any profession that's female-dominated.
Working-class women treated like shit.
Any profession that's female-dominated, and most of them have something to do with, like exhibiting empathy, because apparently women are the ones who have that capability and not men. But any profession that has that as the, it's like a center point, or like as a central part of the job, is compensated terribly, is disrespected. It's all, you're talking nurses, teachers, people who serve the elderly in any capacity. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the most important jobs, really.
Jobs that are like rooted in humanity. Yeah. Are historically female dominated and also disrespected to a crazy degree. So yeah, the patriarchy lives.
They did all that. Your ancestors did all that. And you say bad words. Mm-hmm. How disrespectful. Do you think they use words like that?
Yeah.
Obviously, they fuck it. Where do you think we learned this shit at?
Exactly.
You think this is what they dreamed of when they thought of their, like, you know,
their future, their descendants?
I hope you're proud of yourself is all I'm saying.
Fucking yeah, talking
they're
shit.
They're probably so upset. Debbie, like, you wrote all those Debbie, books, you sold all those books, and you've reached all those kids, but those dirty, dirty words. They're probably looking down, shaking their head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, they probably think I'm a slut, you know, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they're proud. Maybe they're like, get it, you know.
If they're
like
really looking out for you, they're proud.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like they're proud. That's what I think. But anyway, the ancestors, they're always hovering above me.
I don't like to think about it that way. That creeps me out.
But well, yes, not in the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently they have limits. That's cool.
Yeah, they're not there.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Everybody knows that.
That's preposterous.
Yeah. Yeah, they respect the bathroom laws just like everyone else. They follow the state bathroom laws just like everyone else on gender and all those things. So South Carolina, they can't go in some bathrooms sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, it's, yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Ghost, law follows man law. People don't know that.
Do you think they get upset about, like, gender-neutral bathrooms as well?
Yeah, the older ghosts are like, ah.
Especially the men.
Yeah.
They're real dicks
about it. I used to be able to go in the bathroom and just look at dicks. Now, who knows, sir?
Hey, you know what? Like, okay, I'm going to, I don't think I want to put my grandma's business out there, but I'm about to. You know, my grandmother used to have a gender-neutral bathroom in her home?
No. Like
everybody took a shit in the same bathroom.
No way.
All 18 of them?
They all took a shit in the same bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Damn.
What kind of a savage situation was that?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts.com.
Not a sponsor.
Yeah, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but
we're happy to have
you. Know, just thinking about it.
I think we need to get to some serious shit. I also have an Ochingas. Mm-hmm. And it is the apparent demise of Victory Auto Records. This is very like this is the
most Chicago story. Please break it down for
we are the most Chicago podcast. Like we're like how Chicago are we? We're like
we're like holding a hot dog, a Chicago style hot dog, and wearing a Bulls jersey 23. And the skyline is in the back.
You got it.
And there's a paletero in the mix.
Right.
You know, so that's how Chicago we are.
And we're hanging out with Polish and Mexican roofers.
Yeah.
Like we're pretty out there. So to give anyone outside of like the Chicagoland area some context, Victory Auto Records has one of the most iconic commercials. If you grew up in the area, you know the commercial. It's been running since like the 70s.
It's so stupid.
And I know because of this fucking commercial, I know the address. So like, hey, man, there's still time. It hasn't closed down yet. It's 710 East Green in Bensonville. You get your asses out there. If you have like car you want to like donate or put in.
Let's protest.
Get in there.
The closing of this like so treasure.
So this commercial.
Historic
though,
treasure.
Yeah. The thing that was so classic or amazing about it is that it was filmed in the early 80s or something?
It looked like a straight up 70s commercial.
And they never updated the commercial. So they were running, like in 2021, they would run this commercial that was filmed in the 70s. And it was ridiculous. Great. It was awesome.
This guy would just, he would open a car door and then the car door would just fall. And he'd be like, oh, you know?
As he's wearing like bell bottoms.
Uh-huh. He's got mutton chops and shit. Yeah. It's amazing.
That place just closed, right? Or is it about to close?
It's about to close this month, I think.
So. Oh my God. I just introduced my stepchildren to Moo and Oink.
Oh, another classic Chicago spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Look that up right now. Just pause this and go watch Moo and Oink Chicago. Because the commercial is quite something.
And if you're in that rabbit hole, Eagleman.
Eagleman!
Eagleman Insurance.
He like would take, he hatched
an egg.
An egg on a car.
Yeah.
And then Mancow was there somehow.
I don't remember that commercial, but yeah.
Yeah, Mancow. Oh, God. Remember him?
No, I wasn't
here. He was the worst. Oh, yeah, you're not from here. Mm. Anyway.
Mm. That's another reason to get rid of him.
Speaking of old commercials, so I've been sometimes at work, I get bored, and I hit up the old YouTube, but there's like a YouTube video strain I found. It's just someone has posted like rap cities, like BET rap cities from 94 through like 96.
That was my
childhood. And it's just like the whole episode.
Yeah.
But it's commercials and all.
Whoa.
So it's like, I remember all, like, there's this Sprite commercial with like Grand Poobah. Like, I literally remember the words of, and it came on. It's like, I dap you up with my right hand because I got a Sprite in my left hand. And, it's like, and I was like, oh, it's so, and like that fucking, they permeate your head. That's why this Jake from State Farm motherfucker is like in my fucking head.
Yeah,
like,
I'm going to be on my deathbed thinking about this bitch.
Right. And like, I remember it. Like, I literally word for word remember these commercials from when I was a kid. It's insane.
The dumb shit that lives in our heads is fucking like just impressive.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's actually one of the questions I would ask my students to break the ice. I would do question of the day, which I stole from a friend of mine, Miguel. And I would ask, like what is, I lost my train of thought.
What's your favorite commercial as a kid?
What is a memory, a weird, random memory that you think of every once in a while? And yeah, it's just, it's interesting, right? It could get dark.
Could get dark.
Yeah.
Well, it never did because that wasn't the vibe.
It's a icebreaker. Yeah. Could be a bad icebreaker.
Okay.
Like, where's your dad right now?
Okay, that one's cruel.
Right now.
Yeah. Man, making people cry and shit.
If you called him, would he pick up the phone?
Aww.
No.
Damn, man. Dads! Shit.
No, don't start talking shit about dads. I'm one of them right now. So I have to defend my people.
Your people... I mean, you're not bringing your best, you know?
My people or me specifically? Like, if you're coming out, like, Debbie might have something to say about you coming at me. I'm just going to say that.
Debbie probably is pro dads. Why are you anti dad?
And very pro me.
Yeah.
I'm anti dad.
What about you?
Why do you hate fathers? Yeah, let's unpack this.
Yeah, let's turn the tables back on you. Why do you hate fathers?
Oh, my God.
We have some hard hitting questions here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe one of us won't be on this podcast next week.
Oof.
Are you?
We'll have to ask someone else's Instagram to post it so people will listen to it.
I'm gonna buy up victoryautorecords.com and then we'll have the following that we need. Eric can go to hell.
Damn. I'm getting phased out. And it's all because of my foul, nasty lady mouth.
She's like, we're listening.
And
we're
your listening. Hatred of fathers. Yeah. Let's be very clear about this.
My husband is an excellent father. And that's
so
like,
you found one?
I found one. And, you know, when I met him and I saw him interact with children, his children specifically, I was like, yeah, this is good work. You know, like I was really impressed by it all. So,
you told him you're just like, hey, good work over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, your dad vibes are really doing something for me.
But your general perspective on fathers is negative. Gotcha.
I guess she's like, if you look at the news,
you read history and you read literature. Right. Yeah, but and you look at art.
But we don't, so we're right.
No Chingas is filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Yo, someone was fucking with my motherfucking. Oh. Okay.
Oh my God.
I forgot the buttons. Fuck my buttons. That's right.
I'm not genius.
Oh my God. Yeah. When in doubt, no chingues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No estés chingando, you know?
Mm-hmm. Some shit you're like.
No chingues.
And then some shit you're like.
Oh my God.
No good.
Yeah.
No good. Like leaving a podcast to go get scarves, I would say.
Oh my God.
No good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I guess you could be like.
No chingues.
Either one works.
So yeah. Cool. Yeah. You're disappointed. You're disgusted. You're confused.
But you know what you're not going to get? You're not going to get this response from our live studio audience.
No. That was tough.
Sorry.
Isn't it wild that back in our day, that's what TV sounded like?
Yeah, it really did.
It was so silly. Oh my goodness.
Larry, did you drop the ham? And then,
oh, like, and that's when the neighbor showed up. And the, like the first time the neighbor came on, it, like every time Urkel showed up at Family Matters, you're like, well, hello, neighbors. And then, boom. You like my
the
Urkel.
The 90s, man. Urkel.
Perfect.
You kids don't know how good you have it.
Yeah, Grandma, tell them. Yeah.
You guys have no idea how good you are.
I don't care. I'm almost 40. Anyway, chingaderas. Chingaderas.
What's chingaderas?
Chingaderas. What is that? That is when we talk about whatever the fuck we want, because that's how the show goes. And I'm going to talk about bad bitches. And what I mean by that is that, man, I know so many women doing incredible shit and writing beautiful books and just really transcending, you know, especially women of color, just like going beyond what their ancestors could fathom and shit like that. And so I just feel very lucky to be among women like that who are so dedicated to their art and know who they are, and they believe in the work that they do, and they live what they write. You know, I think that's just really amazing, and I'm very grateful for all the different amazing women that I've come across in this career, and that's been one of my highlights for sure. You know, success has brought me closer to people who I think are incredible and are doing just really cool stuff.
Like people like who, like Paula Deen?
Yeah, like Paula Deen.
Yeah, she's got a rich lived experience that we don't talk about enough.
No, who you talking about? Who's a bad bitch out there that you not that you know, because I'm not gonna make you name drop, because that's
pretty
gross.
That feels gross.
But it's, you know,
and
also feel free to name drop. Yeah.
But also I just know a lot of bad bitches, and that's facts. Anyway, but
shout out to Debbie.
Bitch Debbie. Ay. Anyway. So, I mean, one person that comes to mind, a writer that I really respect and admire, and I really love her work, Jasmine Ward, who just released Let Us Descend, and that's a novel. And it's about slavery, and it's very, very beautiful. And I'm just, like, in awe. When I read stuff like that, I'm like, damn, like, how'd she do that? And it inspires me then to be better, you know?
Jasmine Ward?
Jasmine Ward.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Damn. That's all.
My chingaderas is bad dudes.
Yes, finally.
A couple of bad dudes.
In this room?
Yeah. Let me name a couple. Kevin Costner.
Yes.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
It's a bad dude.
The guy from the Victory Auto Records commercial?
That's a bad dude. Who's another bad dude? Who's that? A little Marky Mark? Mark Wahlberg? That's a bad boy. That's a bad dude.
I can't go down this path with you.
It's a bad dude. All right.
He's no.
Is it because he commits hate crimes?
Amongst other things. That's one of many things.
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude.
He's not a bad dude.
He's a terrible dude.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah.
He's not a bad dude.
Now he has like some line of meat. I was at the grocery store and I saw this meat with him and other members of his family, and it was like the Wahlberg
company. You're a married woman and you're talking about another man's line of meat. Fucking the Wahlberg Debbie line. Debbie is correct. I don't think this is.
I'm going to burn in hell.
My prayer circle is going to have all kinds of stuff to talk about this week.
I'm a witch. And, you know, if I have to be burned at the stake, then so be it.
So, no, Marky Mark is not on the list. Bad dudes.
But there's some other bad. But anyway, shout out to bad dudes
everywhere. All
you
y'all.
Know, yep, all y'all.
All the shitty dads who leave and don't come back.
But they might be bad dudes, you know? They're on the other, on the flip side.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that.
Devil's advocate, even.
Little DA on this. Outside of that. To the people, it's just like, hey, man, that's a bad dude on that motorcycle. It's real late.
Yeah,
it's on my block. It's real loud.
He hasn't seen his children in like 3 years.
But his motorcycle's real loud. It's really loud. It's bad.
But also, you're not understanding the journey to get that pack of cigarettes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like, that's a story that needs to be told.
There's a lot of movies out there, but
modern day Odyssey.
When that father goes to those cigarettes, what happens to him?
Yeah.
He has to be a bad dude. And he comes back when the kid, after kid makes it in a boxing career or something, and the kid's making some money.
Then he appears.
And then you come back around.
collect some cash.
And he's like, man. My dad's kind of a bad dude. He's like, I'm a bad dude. And I'm back.
Damn.
Yeah, you know, stop. It's bad dudes.
Bad dudes.
It's coming to a theater near you. Damn. I would watch that. I would really watch
Bad dudes.
Just making really bad choices, treating women really terribly. Things like that.
These are all stereotypes. We don't. Just please stop.
I know.
Some of the bad dudes. Some of the cars these bad dudes have, though, pretty sweet, man.
Yeah.
Bad the truck dudes.
Nuts? Truck nuts.
Big pair of nuts on that truck.
Total non sequitur.
Big pair of nuts on that truck. Big old pair.
You know who's a bad dude? You know who's a bad dude? My father. My father is currently a bad dude. And my father, this bad dude, sent his 7-year-old child to go get cigarettes for him when he was like when I was 7. But also, this is the part of the story that I just like recently like remembered. There was a magazine that either I know it existed. I don't know if it still exists. Called Alarma.
Oh no!
Do you remember Alarma?
Yeah, it was scary.
So I had to go pick up his cigarettes and his Alarma magazine.
No.
What is that?
Yo!
Oh man!
I think I'm still traumatized. It was the most picture crime scene photos of like the most terrible, like violent crimes that have ever existed.
Why did they do that?
And they were in a magazine. So I think the magazine pretty much told you of the crimes that were committed and then showed you graphic pictures of like people in like obviously the victims of these crimes. And I had to pick up his cigarettes and this magazine and walk home. And guess what this little motherfucker did when he walked home? What everybody else would do, which is flip through the magazine.
Oh my God.
I bet you only did that like once.
And have a good cigarette on the way home to calm down.
You deserved it. Treat yourself.
Jesus.
Damn, that was
That's like pre-internet. Like you just get that on the internet right now.
If yes. Yes.
Wait, do you remember those like dirty little books? Dirty in quotes. It was just like these like raunchy ass Mexican cartoons?
No.
No?
I mean, I'm not Mexican. I don't know.
Okay. I don't remember much about them. I just remember seeing them, and I was very intrigued.
I mean, it adds up.
We would do that. Yeah. Have like some, like...
Probably bad dude with one of those in his back pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would love to see one now, just as a historical artifact.
As proof that it existed and didn't just pop into your head randomly.
Yeah, no, please tell me. I'm not losing it, okay? Someone confirmed that these little magazines, booklets, were at the local grocery store, and they were just really raunchy.
But Alarma definitely existed, right? Like, I just need confirmation that I'm not making this shit up.
I always looked away from Alarma. I couldn't handle such a thing. I don't remember looking through it.
I remember like the National Enquirer, like the weird stuff, like, you know, giant baby or like, you know, kid with, you know, four arms, like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I like that.
That
I
was
seeing
nothing compared to Alarma.
That's real. Real dead people.
Like real, like crime scene, like vivid photographs that still live in my head.
We're a wounded people in many ways. OK, Because
journalism. Damn.
Because of bad dudes.
Bad dudes, man. Doing the thing, man.
We have any questions up in the mix here?
Yeah, I've got
our listeners, as they should, are constantly asking us for advice, because who else would you go to in this world but
people who are not
some bad dudes
qualified at all.
I think we have, we're more than qualified.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to emphasize that we're not mental health experts. So,
I mean, depends on how you define that. Sure.
I'll say one thing.
Do I have a degree? No. Do I have any experience in that field? Also, no. Am I a smart dude and a bad dude?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bad dude. That's all I'll say.
Oh, my God. Do you have a motorcycle that is very loud and, you know, makes people
scares
jump?
Babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do bad dudes on a pair of boots.
That's what bad dudes do, though. I mean, they can't the help it, right?
Of course I do.
Bear shit next to the bad dude.
That's right. Man. I got a pet bear that I hang out in the woods with that shits right next to me in the woods.
The bear and Kevin Costner.
That's right. Shooting other bears. The bear shoots other bears with a rifle.
What the fuck is happening?
That bear's a bad dude, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's move on to this question. I've been told that I pivot really hard when I lose interest in a thing, and I think that is correct, and I'm not sorry.
You hate bad dudes.
I think Debbie's going to have something to say about this.
Yeah. Yeah, Debbie has a lot to say about me.
I'm definitely not Debbie.
This question is how to get a book agent for writing fiction.
Gotcha. Here, me and Roddy. Roddy?
Buckle up. We're about to lay it on you.
I'll just say what happened to me, and I don't know outside of this like how helpful I can be, but I was sending my manuscript, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, to many different agents all over. I would read the list of books that they've worked with, and you know, their clients and stuff, and then take it from there to decide whether I wanted to send my work to them. And so I got rejected left and right, or that's how it felt. And I heard things like, well, you know, the writing is good, but I don't really care for this main character. She was too assertive and unladylike, and people didn't care for it. And so I was like, well,
I get it,
you know. This is frustrating. And one woman told me that my manuscript was full of grammatical errors, which first of all, I know grammar. Second of all, if I break a rule, it's on purpose. So anyway, she
bad bitch alert.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was so rude. Anyway, eventually I met my agent through a friend who's an editor. So I had known this friend for a while, years, and she was familiar with my work, and she helped me revise the novel, and she put me in touch with this great agent, Michelle Brower, and I met with her at AWP, and we hit it off, and she was really interested in my project, and so she took me on as a client, and things really worked out. And I just feel that in many ways I probably got really lucky in that I wasn't sending this book out for years and years and years, because that happens to people. And so it was, it was a great experience. She's still my agent. And I think the best thing to do is just make connections, ask around, email, query, you know, people who have represented books that you love, that you really look up to. And so that's all I've got.
What's AWP?
The Association of Writing Programs.
And you go there? You said you use
it? Oh, yeah. That's like the... I just use it all casually. It's the annual writers conference. It's a really great place to connect with people. And it's been very helpful for me to attend those types of things because, you know, people remember you and, you know, you might run into them in the future. And I don't know. It's being a writer is so much to me about being a part of a community or a network of people. And so I always embrace writers here in my house, and I not physically unless they want me to. And so I really loved my life because, like I said, I am around great people doing amazing things. So that is all to say, build a community, send it out, see what happens. Don't give up. Eventually it will happen.
What would you advise for someone who is not a big fan of people? Asking for a friend.
Well, you could just keep querying until you find someone, you know. But
that friend doesn't know what that word means.
What is
a query? Yeah,
what's a query?
You know, to
get rocks. Ask.
Oh my god.
Isn't a query like when you're trying to hunt something?
A couple bad dudes
worked
out at the quarry. Yeah.
The quarry. Yeah. Mm.
But that's where the rocks are?
It's tough work, man.
At the quarry?
It's a tough job.
You just
bad dudes.
You break rocks at the quarry.
Then you get on your motorcycle and drive home.
Yeah.
Drive your motorcycle.
To go look for your cigarettes that you're never gonna
find. They're rolled up in your sleeve. Don't worry, they're right there.
And then you don't change your bed sheets for like 5 years. Because that's what bad dudes
do. Some bad dudes do. Why would you? Have you ever seen a bad dude at the laundromat? I've never seen one. That's not bad dude shit.
Oh my God.
Bad dude.
It's bad dude shit.
Yeah, it's bad dude shit.
Any other chinga that has?
I got one.
Falling apart.
I got one. Apart. Hard pivot.
Yeah. You ain't bad news.
The U.S. House of Representatives, filled with a bunch of wonderful human beings, I'm sure, currently has a new Speaker of the House. His name is Mike Johnson, and Mr. Mike Johnson has made several references to having a black child that he adopted, and I'm going to put that shit in quotes. Because Mr. Mike Johnson, there's no record of him actually adopting anybody.
Oh, my God.
And there's no... also, like, all of his family photos do not include a black child. It's just, it's, you know, weird. It's very weird.
Apparently, he's, like, older now. But he also... I saw him speak at, like... I didn't see him speak. I saw a clip. I didn't go see this motherfucker speak.
Anyway. He boarded a plane just to go
see him. He was at this conference. I said,
don't try to walk it back.
I said, is this Mike Johnson? At this like terrifying alt-right Christian conference? I'm there.
You're like I went to a Howard Johnson in Pennsylvania.
Yep. And he was talking about how him and his son, which is this black dude he's referencing, they have an accountability app with one another.
Oh, that's his black son?
This is what he's talking about, yeah.
Okay.
When he was so what he's talking about is that his browsing history goes to his son, and his son's browsing history goes to him. And what he's talking about is if they're looking at porn, so they're sharing, like, which porns they're looking at with each other, with his son. He's like, he's talking about this in a Christian conference to be like, you know, don't fornicate, and, like, I have to check myself with my weird adopted son that, you know, it's fucking weird. Oh, my God, weird.
Horrifying. Yeah. I hate it. Oh, that's my God, what a creep.
You just look that clip up if you want to. I was live. I was at the conference. But, you
know. I'd rather not look that up. I appreciate that.
Oh, boy.
When asked why, like, there's no record of that adoption. Let's see. The Times also. This is the insider. I forgot what the article is. He raised him as his own son. And Johnson said he'd never formally adopted Michael because of the lengthy adoption process. And that is in quotes, lengthy adoption process. So I mean, somebody's got to explain this shit to me. If you don't adopt the child, but they're your, you call them your child?
And they just can be in your house?
How's that shit work?
You can't even sign their permission slip.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Like, yeah. It's not real. Like, that's wild shit.
That's really creepy. Yeah, it's like George Santos who said, is that, you know, when they asked him, is that your child? And he said, not yet.
Not yet. Oh, but the Republicans are wild because then there's also, fuck, Gates?
Fucking, oh yeah, Matt Gates adopted a young Hispanic, a Latino.
So he spoke up at some, right? He spoke up during.
Similar. They're using people of color
as props.
Oh, it's sick. Oh, I hate it. Oh, yeah. Terrible. It reminds me of that Atlanta episode with the two white moms. Everyone go watch it right now.
Dark as fuck, but also like powerful and good. Like a really great episode.
One of the best shows ever. I really bow down to that show. It's so good. It's great. It's great. And Res Dogs, as we always mention, we love Res Dogs.
Indeed.
Well,
I just Mike Johnson is not a bad dude.
No, he's not a bad
Bad dude.
Yeah, he's just he's not a bad dude.
Yeah.
He's just a bad dude.
Bad dude.
Yeah.
I
rotten inside.
I have an announcement for you guys. I didn't. You know, Erica has a lot of movie stuff in the works, and it's really cool and it's exciting. It's coming, and I just want to let people know I'm also working on something for Paramount Plus.
Ooh,
this is why I mentioned him earlier. So my boy Kev Koz.
Yes,
Kevin Costner. called you're not gonna believe this. It's called Bad Dudes.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah, you got it? Yeah, starting Kevin E. Koss, baby. Yeah, thank you.
Oh my God.
Our studio.
Shit. Yeah.
Our studio audience loves it.
Yes.
Yes.
Bad news.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. I imagine the costume design for that would be
just
terrible.
A lot of cargo shorts,
sleeveless shirts.
Yeah.
Show off muscles.
Yeah.
Just cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bad dude shit.
Yeah. Which makes a difference.
Bad
dudes don't do that. No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean that's a generalization we don't.
I'm honestly confused myself about what a bad dude is at this point.
It's all dudes. For the most part.
I've confused myself.
Well, all dudes fall into either the category of bad dudes or
bad dudes.
Bad dudes.
It's a mix.
Yeah. So the Venn diagram, there is a middle ground.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'd like to consider myself a
bad dude.
No, man.
Oh, sorry. I thought you just what you okay.
Bad dude.
Yeah, I understand. I get it now. Yeah.
All right. We like to close out with Si Chingas, and this is where we cleanse our palate a little bit and share what we're interested in, what we're excited about. And so I want to share that my novel, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, will become a play in LA next year. And it's at Greenway Court Theater. It's really exciting. It's the same script from here in Chicago at Steppenwolf, and I think different actors and a different director. And actually her name I'd like to share, Sara Guerrero, is directing this, and I'm really excited. It's gonna be in a community that's super Mexican, super brown, and I can't wait to see it. And I love that the story keeps going and it keeps ending up in so many different places I never imagined. And also the book I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter is now out in Italy and France. That's the most recent. And that's really cool. People posting about it in French. I have no idea what they're saying. I look at the the translation feature, and it seems like people love it, and I really am grateful for that. So, yeah, that's it.
Very cool. Very cool. My Si Chingas, I have two quick ones. One is the video game Spider-Man 2. Not a big video game guy, but my kid.
You look it.
I mean, damn. Shit. Damn. I think Debbie will have something to say about this.
I'm sorry.
That's fucking damn. Mean and terrible.
Damn. That was me. She's right.
And I'm also not sure what that means.
That shit was just so random.
But Debbie so will direct. Have something to say.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Man. Damn. I couldn't help it. Whatever.
No, obviously. Obviously.
I'm a bad woman.
It's a fucking crazy ass game.
Bitch.
It's a fucking crazy ass video game. I played it and you get immersed in it and it's fucking dope as hell. Story's dope. Graphics are dope. All that stuff. Also, the NBA season is in full effect and I hope my family has enjoyed interacting with me because that shit's done. Once the NBA season starts, fuck,
you're a bad hombre,
bad dude.
Okay.
I sit there, I watch the NBA season through and through every game I can, and I read a lot of my magazine.
And you smoke your cigarettes?
No, I never found the cigarettes. went out for 18 years looking for them, came back, nothing. Tougher to find than you'd think.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yes.
What about you, Roddy? You said you hate everything. That's what he said earlier.
I don't have anything.
I think you do.
I got to know. I got no Si Chingas. I got, I like music.
Any songs in particular?
There you go.
That's wow.
My Si Chingas today is music.
Just, oh, come on.
You're like, sounds hitting your ears.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Have you ever heard a good jazz tune played on vinyl? The love of good ditty.
A ditty. All right, folks, that's it. And
I got another Si Chingas.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Food, y'all. Love food. Si Chingas.
Do you love coffee as well?
Delicious.
Breathing air.
Love a hot cup of Joe in the morning. That's my Si Chingas this morning. Wow.
It's just so love good,
that.
Isn't it?
So good. Si Chingas to that. Am I right?
Damn. That controversial take. That's how we're going to end this?
Oh, wow. Okay, everybody. You better give us a nice rating. Mm. If you're listening and you like it, like, come on.
Yo, but if you're listening, you don't like it. Yo,
then shut up. Shut up.
No. Say some shit again so I can see.
Oh, that's true.
Eric, fucking eviscerate you.
I mean, try it. Try it. See what happens. Anyway, I grew up in Cicero. That explains everything.
You can't use that in every occasion.
I can and I will.
That's her legal defense.
Ma'am,
look where I grew up. What am I supposed to do?
Ma'am, you're $8 short on your meal.
I grew up in Cicero.